Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this is a quick episode that I do every Wednesday that I share with you my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. There's also a blog post that goes along with this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find links to any recipes that I mention in the episode. I do this just to hopefully maybe give you some motivation or give you some ideas for getting your meal plan together. I do my meal plans in advance. I build them over time, just kind of putting meals in future dates and then also rotating certain meals on certain dates. That just makes it a lot easier. So I never really feel like I have to sit down and get my meal plan together. And it has made my life so much easier. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, April 6th. For Saturday, we're doing skillet, lemony, chicken, and artichokes. This is from goodhousekeeping.com. This is a fairly new recipe for me. I think it's maybe like the third time I've made it, but my family really liked it. It's one of those one pot dishes. It uses artichoke hearts in a can, bone in chicken thighs, and some other seasonings. And like, it's got some like oregano, salt and pepper, garlic, stuff like that, and then white wine and chicken broth. You cook it on the stove, and then I think you wind up finishing it in the oven. Yeah, you start it on the stove top, and then you cook it in the oven. And we're just going to do some rice on the side with that. For Sunday, I'm going to be making juicy roasted chicken from allrecipes.com. I have a whole chicken in my freezer that I had planned to make a few weeks back, and I never wound up making it. So we're going to use that up for this Sunday. The recipe is really just kind of basically telling you how to cook the chicken in the oven. It's not really, there's not really much of a recipe involved, but it's just kind of the how to roast it in the oven. And then with that, we're going to do Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes from allrecipes.com. And then I'm also just going to do some frozen vegetables on the side, whatever I happen to have in the freezer. For Monday, I'm going to do sausage and vegetable sheet pan dinner, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is a pretty typical sheet pan meal. It's got broccoli, potatoes, carrot, onion, olive oil, Parmesan cheese, and some other seasonings. And you just take some sausage links and you cut them up and mix it all together with those vegetables and then roast it in the oven. It comes out really good. I also add in some boneless chicken thighs or chicken breast, whatever I happen to have, and throw that in there too with the sausage, and it comes out really good. It just kind of makes a whole meal on that one sheet pan, and it's really easy to put together. For Tuesday, we do some type of Mexican theme every Tuesday. So this week we're doing tacos. I just take some ground beef, cook it up in a skillet with some, I usually just do like some chili powder and some seasoned salt. And then I'll just put out all the usual toppings. We put out like shredded cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, avocado, and then we put out some hard shells and soft shells. So everyone could just make their tacos however they like. For Wednesday, we usually do seafood. This week, we're doing creamy Tuscan salmon shrimp pasta. That's from simply-delicious-food.com. This is a super easy recipe. I do actually have a video of this recipe on the YouTube channel. It's basically like it sounds. It's shrimp and salmon together. You make like a creamy sauce, and then you serve it over pasta, or I like to actually mix the pasta right in. So it's pretty one of those kind of meals that looks a little bit on the fancier side, but it's really super easy to make. For Thursday, I'm going to be doing French dip sandwiches in the crock pot. This is like the easiest crock pot meal. You basically just put a whole chuck roast, an envelope of onion soup mix, a packet of au jus gravy mix, a can of beef broth. You put that in the crock pot in the morning and just let it cook all day long. And that is just so easy, such an easy meal. And then we'll just take out some rolls and some cheese, either like provolone or Swiss, or you could do mozzarella. And dinner will be done. Like, just make sandwiches and that's it. And that's great for that Thursday night because that's when I go grocery shopping. So I love to not have much to do after I put all the groceries away. And that one I don't have a recipe link for. I forgot to say that. But on the website, on the blog post, I will list those ingredients like I just shared here now. So that's for Thursday. And then the last meal on this week's meal plan is Friday. We're doing ribeye steak. We do this once a month. I just marinate the steak in some olive oil and red wine vinegar with some Montreal steak seasoning. Lately, I've been cooking it in a cast iron skillet. It comes out really good like that. And then as a side, I'm going to try a new recipe. It's called Cheesy Brussels Sprout Bake. It's from Delish.com. It's got bacon, butter, Brussels sprouts, salt, pepper, heavy cream, cheddar cheese. Never know how to say this other cheese that it has in it. It's like G-R-U-Y-E-R-E. I don't know how to say that, so I don't want to even attempt it. But I've used it before. I just never know how to say it properly. And then that bakes in the oven. So that sounds really good. I'm excited to try that. And then I'm just going to do some Cajun style sweet potatoes also, which is from allrecipes.com. This recipe calls for baking them in the oven, but I make them in the air fryer and they come out really good like that. So that's it for this week's meal plan. As I said, you can find this whole meal plan as well as all of the other episode meal plans. They're in order by week. And you can find the full meal plan along with links to any of the recipes that I mentioned today. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.